I'm loud.
It's got to do that right error thing, which I don't know why it does it, but it does it, and it still
does
recording.
Does it? You didn't change the TV.
What?
You didn't change that?
I don't have the MLB app on this. This is just straight up Samsung.
Download it, and you have my thing.
But I'm not downloading right now.
Okay.
You know how much power we got going on in this house?
Are you done yet?
Do you know how much APS costs right now, dude?
Are you done?
Nope.
Okay, finish.
It's so, I know you know this. It's so expensive.
I know. Fucking ridiculous.
Why do you think the house is a little warm right now?
It's ridiculous, I know.
Is my house too warm?
Not too warm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Are you done?
No.
Okay.
Who else wants to hear about more?
Nobody wants to hear about that shit because they all dealing with it. They know.
Yeah, we talked to our neighbors. It was like, they were like, oh, you know, it's kind of normal for that. I'm like, you got solar. And I'm like, whatever.
Bullshit.
Do your thing, bro.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Welcome to another episode of Two Beers, Two Mics. Ladies and gentlemen, we got your boy Nate right over here.
That's me.
In the nice little merch there. We didn't plan it, actually.
Nope. And we got, again. Two weeks in a row.
And we got Miller over here, boy, in the purple. Beer, Two Mics. Hey, for the pod, baby. Holla at your boys. Woo!
Yeah.
What do we have today?
I don't know. It's Friday. Labor Day weekend.
Oh, I have Hop Knot.
Oh, you got Hop Knot. What did I do with my beer? Just lost it. Oh, I have Desert Daydream, Hazy IPA, Four Peaks. Shout out Four Peaks. You would show that logo first.
Oh, my bad.
No, the other logo on the glass. Dude, I'm just messing with you. It don't matter. I'm going straight can today.
Are you? You canning it up.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing Canada.
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I think their national anthem is better than ours. What do you think?
I haven't heard it.
What?
Yeah.
How many Toronto Raptors games you watch?
None.
Come on.
Because only in when they're in New York.
So you watch them?
In New York?
I know, but...
They don't play Canada in New York.
How do they not do that?
They only play
in... J.J. Barrett on...
They only play in Toronto.
Barrett's on that team?
They only play in Toronto.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, R.J. Barrett's on that
team. They only play in Toronto. They don't play in the U.S.
It's messed up.
I don't know.
They got to play for the Toronto Raptors.
Why? Not in Toronto, so why you gotta play for him?
But RJ Barrett is from Canada. Nope. He's from Canada.
He is from Canada.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Are you excited for NBA at all or no?
Not yet.
Like, it's like football right now. Like, baseball's my No, stop.
It's baseball right now. Let's get serious. No. It ain't even football.
It's football.
No, it's not.
I can taste it.
You can taste all you want. It ain't the season yet. Oh. It is baseball.
Everyone's on vacation, right? 1 week vacation.
I'm not on vacation.
No, not us. Well, yeah, for 3 days.
No, I'm not. I'm vacation. I got baseball tonight and tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
That's not what I mean.
Oh.
I'm talking about like real people, us.
Oh, yeah. We're on vacation.
For 3 days.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Because the holiday.
Yeah, I left early today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You could have told me I came earlier.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Well, I was just getting my appointment.
I wanted to get my TV in.
That's nice.
Let me get this.
I like it.
You like our new aesthetic, everybody?
Aesthetic!
Hope the lighting looks good.
You know why I'm so like energetic right now, dude?
Why are you so energetic? Yeah, why are you all pumped up?
Two beers, 20, baby.
No, don't. You started out with... You know what makes it hard to edit when you do that?
Oh, my bad.
What
Magic
are you
mind, baby. Magic mind.
Oh, this right here?
Yes, sir.
This right here?
Right there.
Okay, so...
Let's talk to the people.
Everybody who's watching this already knows about Magic Mind, right?
Already knows.
You know, if you watch Rogan, Kardashian...
All of
you
them.
You know what? Just watch anybody.
Anybody.
Theo Vaughn's talking about it.
Who?
Theo Vaughn. The one who just interviewed Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Dude, hilarious.
I don't know.
You should check it out. It's funny. It's really funny.
I'll check it out.
And it's kind of like, Donald's a serious guy?
Uh-huh.
You're like, what? How did he get away with this? It's funny.
Okay.
Whether you like him or not, it's funny.
I'll check it out.
You won't.
No.
I already saw it. You flipped to the camera.
Well, send me
back
the link.
Back to the what S- we're talking about.
Link. Send me the link.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway. Magic Mind.
Magic Mind.
It's a beautiful
thing. Do I do my little cameo song?
No, they're not going to do the theme song. I already asked.
Damn it. Okay.
Shout out Magic Mind, our marketing team. They're very, very sweet to us, and we thank them very much.
Yes,
we thank you guys.
We do thank you very much.
Back to this amazing product, though.
Amazing product.
Hey.
Keeps you going.
Just like you. So you're going to school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nootropics, keep you rolling.
Keeps me rolling, baby.
Learning all new stuff.
Class. It's funny, because I'll see other students in my class, like, dozing off, like, you know what I'm saying, like, 11 o'clock-ish.
Mm.
And I'm still going strong, like, asking questions and still writing my notes, and everybody's just looking like,
Why are you awake though?
Boom, baby. I take one of those every morning.
Nootropics?
Every morning.
Matcha? Vitamin B12?
All that stuff that has in it.
Everything that's in it.
Yep.
Wait, you still like the flavor though, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you're getting used to it, right?
I'm getting
Quit used knocking the flavor, man.
No, no,
They're
no.
They're gonna kick us out of here.
No, I get used to the flavor. It's fine. The flavor is good. The flavor is not bad. It's not bad at all. I just
Prove
want.
It. Prove
I just,
it.
I just
right
want.
Now.
I just want the. I already had one today.
Take two, bro.
Okay.
Who cares?
Take two.
I like it. Sharper mind, lower stress, better energy. Jesus. You took it like a shot of tequila, man. Damn.
That's how us big boys do it.
I do like the reclaim your brain.
That's how us big boys do it.
All right, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. No, it's good flavor. Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad flavor. I just want them to do more flavors. That's all. I just want to have them have a variety.
I think they hear us, but I don't know what they're.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to have a variety.
Just
it goes just, down smooth. You don't have a tank to it. You don't have a little roughness to it in the throat. It's just it's right there.
And it's not hard like the other energy drinks. We can't mention, but we you know it's not.
It's not hard.
It doesn't have a crash. Nothing like that.
There's no carbonation in it. It just goes down
and
smooth.
And you can do. Okay, so you can do one a day. You can do one every other day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah. That goes. I mean,
or like me, two a day.
Or today. Two a day. Two I took one this morning too.
Two a days.
But whatever.
Well, we're in preseason. It's 2 days practices.
That's right. 2 day practices. So, back to this. This is so good.
Yeah.
And it does help. It actually really does help.
It does. It does. It
keeps me. I mean, like I'm in front of a computer all day, so I've got to be like you. I'm like.
I will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So that code I was talking about was 2 beers 20. You get discount. 20% off on mm-hmm. any order that you order.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on.
So you can get a subscription.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Which is better for you. Get the subscription. Trust me. It's you save more money. If you get a subscription, I think you get up to 48% off, depending if you get the 15 or the 30 bottle.
Save more money so you can play your AC down.
I don't think everybody in the United States in the world is worried about AC other than us in Arizona.
No,
it is 9,000 degrees
it's
here.
It's okay though. But yeah, no, seriously, go 2 beers 20, two beers 20, get your discount, order your product, take it daily, you'll feel so much better.
Oh yeah. So it's www.magicmind.com/2beers20. We'll put it up here for you guys. We'll put it in the comments. We'll put it in every link, any bio, wherever we're at. You'll see it. It's everywhere, guys.
Magic Mind, folks. Magic Mind.
Believe me, it is so good. It does help you.
It does.
I love it.
No, it's
shout out Magic Mind. For sure. You guys are great.
I appreciate
to us. Thank you. You guys.
Thank you very much, Magic Mind, for this great product.
Yeah.
Yep. Ready?
You think the NFL should take it?
Oh, for sure. No.
There you go, Magic Mind.
No,
I think
no, I think baseball or basketball because there's more days and like they play.
Like football you have off days, so I mean.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking the basketball and the baseball, especially baseball, for sure.
Baseball.
I mean, you have baseball, especially baseball. Oh, yeah.
Keep them awake while they're waiting
every
in the outfield.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, though, because you're on games.
You have 3 day games every single week. I mean, baseball.
Baseball would work.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, Magic Mind. Hit up the MLB. Maybe start slow. Go hit up the Savannah Bananas. Maybe go with them.
Single A, Triple A, you know, Double A. You know.
They're kind of exciting.
They are exciting. I want to go to a game.
How do you backflip and catch a ball?
I want to go to a game.
Me too.
I just want to watch it.
You seen that?
Hey, it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, right?
Do you think it's more talented to do what they're doing than the Harlem Globetrotters, though?
I don't know.
We saw the Harlem Globetrotters, 2 years ago?
Yeah,
3 years
did.
Ago. Something
I don't
like
know,
that.
2 years ago.
And we wasted all of our money buying dumb shit.
Did we waste it, though? Or was it the memory and experience?
The memory's fun. Don't get
okay,
wrong.
Then. But so we didn't waste it. Well, kind of. I know.
They don't even have them anymore. I think they popped the balls.
Mine has his.
Oh, really?
It's black, though, but it's not.
Is he dribbling onside?
Oh, yeah.
Autograph's gone.
For sure.
Remember how long we waited in line
I
for
know.
That? Oh, my
like,
God,
mother,
dude.
Like, when I saw him dribbling outside, I'm like,
I'm with you.
It's okay.
I'm with you, dude.
It's okay.
It's all right. Hey, good memories, though.
Yes, for sure.
We'll keep creating them.
Always, baby. Always. All right. Let's get to baseball. Let's talk about baseball.
No, but seriously, real quick.
Okay, what?
The kid who can backflip and catch the ball. It's not like it's...
It has to be staged.
No, it comes off the bat. That's what's crazy. I'm like, there's no way that's real. But he's done it a few times where I'm like, how did he get in line for that?
I don't know, then.
How do you line that up?
You don't? I don't know.
If you haven't seen Savannah Bananas and the center fielder catch the ball backflipping at the same time, a live ball, not like somebody tossed it to him and he did
Right, right. Like
what? Maybe hard. Like are you hard? What?
Like right? Hard and athletic like me.
Maybe hard. Like
are
you hard? What?
I'm athletic. Oh, I used to be.
I saw you. We played ball against the kids.
Yeah,
you're pretty athletic still.
A little bit.
You should let your athleticism shine.
I should, but I can't.
Come play ball on the mountainside,
yeah,
dude.
No, I'm too old.
No, Dude, there's 60-year-olds come play with me all the time.
Yeah, I have bad knees, though.
So do they.
I need surgery.
And elbows.
He said elbows. Who says elbows?
They always got their forearm stuff all locked up and then elbow.
That's the 60s right there, boy.
Dude, Rossi's been in a motorcycle accident. He's a wrestler. Rossi plays all the time.
Ain't nobody on this podcast know who that is.
Look up Rossi Brown on the internet, boys and girls. You'll be like, what? This guy plays ball? He's actually pretty good. He's almost 50 now, but he's a baller.
Nice. I know someone who was almost 50. Turned 50 in January.
Who?
My friend.
Oh. I thought you were like going there with something. Oh, I was sweet. No, what do we got? Segways.
Segway. We have segway. Baseball.
Okay, we're talking about baseball?
Would you interrupt it with your athleticism?
Well, we were on the subject of baseball.
I know. Baseball right now, okay? So right now, there's two things to watch right now in baseball.
There's only two teams to really watch, too.
Who?
Diamondbacks and the Dodgers.
Nah, let's get serious.
you said it last week, dude. You're like, that's going to be the NLCS.
Well, this weekend, they play.
They're playing right now.
That's so it'll be awesome to see who wins. Who wins? Who wins? The series.
I'd say the Dodgers do right now.
No.
Diamondbacks are so hurt. They have Marte in the lineup right now.
They just lost to the Mets too, though, so maybe you're right.
They have no pitching right now. Everyone's hurt. Two of their starters are on a 10-day IL. Yeah,
Dodgers probably win the series.
And the Dodgers are kind of reeling right now.
No, the Dodgers won. They're like on fire.
But they do that now. Yeah. They've done this every year.
Yeah.
Wait till the playoffs. See what happens.
But anyway, baseball. So there's the player on the Dodgers named Ohtani, the Asian.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, me either. And then there's another player who's an American on the Yankees called Aaron Judge.
Now that I've heard.
Okay. Ohtani right now is 42 home runs and 42 stolen bases. He's trying to be the first player to go 50-50.
Oh.
I don't know about the first player. I think Barry Bonds probably did already.
Ricky Henderson do that?
Not 50, though.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Barry probably did it.
Ricky Henderson like 100 stolen bases.
Barry's awesome. He's trying to go for 50-50. And Judge right now is trying to break his record 2 years ago in home runs, but he's also averaging 333.
Right.
And he has 122 RBIs, which he has currently he has 51 home runs.
Damn.
Which player currently on this season is having a better season?
Give me the stats with Ohtani one more time.
Ohtani is 42 home runs, 42 stolen bases. I don't know his batting average, but I don't think it's 300.
It ain't that, but he did hit a grand slam, walk-off grand slam.
It's not 300 batting average, though.
He's probably like 270.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a DH and he's the first in the lineup.
Okay.
Is that odd to you?
But finish the conversation. Who's having a better season?
I think Judge is.
Of course he is.
All right. Take it easy, Yankee fan. Yankee fan, everybody.
No, it's just obvious. First of all, you said the one thing you just said, DH.
The average is 333.
No, DH.
That helps. Not a lot of guys are hitting 300.
Well, the DH part is what I'm going to.
Oh, you're saying that's all he has to do.
You're right.
Wasn't he playing center field the other night, too?
No. He had the elbow problems. He can't throw.
That's not true.
He can't throw right now. He's not supposed to throw.
I could have swore he was in the outfield.
No, he wasn't. He's DH.
Another Asian guy that's tall? Name Ohtani?
Yao Ming?
Not Yao Ming.
Oh. No, so I think Judge is having a better season because his batting average is high. It's like number two behind Bobby Witt Jr., I think.
Bobby Witt Jr.
And his home runs is number one in the league. And his RBI is number one in the league.
Yep.
On base percentage, number one in the league. Slug percentage is number one in the league. So he's just, and he's playing center field. And he's playing gold glove center field right now. Mm-hmm. So I just think he's having a better season than Ohtani, who's just sitting there in his bats. I don't think Ohtani should even be.
He's doing more overall.
I don't think Ohtani should be even relevant for the MVP because all he does is DH.
If he gets the 50-50, do you think they look at that?
If you're saying.
You know how baseball works, though.
But if you're saying you could be the MVP and all you do is bat, then you're saying that the fielding doesn't matter. You're saying the everyday player
has and a DH won MVP. Somebody has to.
Somebody had to have.
Right.
Dave Ortiz maybe. Edgar.
Ooh, I don't think. Well, Edgar never won MVP.
David Ortiz maybe.
Yeah, David Ortiz.
Frank Thomas maybe.
Yeah, Frank Thomas.
You know what I'm saying though. Like
I have a computer. I could probably look it up.
If you give it to a DH like that, right? Then you're saying that the fielding part does not matter as far as being most valuable.
Right.
And the defense and the fielding does matter.
Mm-hmm.
It plays a role.
Right.
Those guys that are out there in the field and batting are using more energy than those that are sitting on their asses on the bench and getting rested and getting warmed up and come out and just hit.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't consider him being in the MVP conversation, because you are DH. DH should never be in the MVP conversation. They should be in like the Silver Sluggers Award or whatever. Like the
yeah,
best,
that makes
sense. You know, best hitter.
I got you.
Best hitter overall.
Sure.
But they cannot be in the MVP because they do not play both sides of the field.
Hmm.
That's, right. just, that's just my opinion.
I like your argument.
This is my opinion.
I'm going to agree with you.
But he's going to win it, though.
He will.
I know. And it's wrong.
Oh, you think Ohtani will win it?
Yeah, he will.
Oh, come on. He's won it last year.
No, he's going to win the NL.
Oh.
He's not winning Judge. He's not winning AL. He's not a better player than Judge. He never was. He never will be.
No. Not at all.
But people thought he was, but he's not.
If he was pitching and he was actually doing
good.
Doesn't
matter. He's still not.
That's still pretty good, though.
Even our Asian friend in our chat group thinks he was better than Judge, and he's not. He's wrong.
He's just
bitter. He's just short.
No. I don't think it's that. I
mean, you think he's short?
He's just identifying with somebody who looks like him.
Is he short?
You know, it's like want everyone to be inclusive and follow your heroes and
follow your peoples.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I think Judge had a better season. So do you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of Judge, though, will he break his own record from 2 years ago? Will he break 662? He's at 51 right now. September 1st is Sunday.
Yeah.
So he hasn't even hit that last month yet.
Oh.
So he needs 11 more home runs to tie, 12 to break it.
He could be hitting 2 right now. We haven't been watching it.
Well, that's not my fault.
No. It's 8-4. We want San Diego to win anyway.
We?
I do.
Why? Tampa's not even close.
Tampa's close to
Seattle? Are they?
Yeah. Oh. We beat them in the series. But they're only like 2 games back of us.
Oh,
like,
I see what you're
saying. It's all really space. Close again. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, here we go.
Yeah, we want San Diego to win tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
San Diego's lost 7 straight, though, in Tampa Bay.
Good.
Until right now.
Well, I'll take this.
Right, for sure. Yeah, so do you think Judge will break...
Any help the Mariners can get right
Do you
now?
Think Judge will break his record of 62 homers?
That's a good question. I kind of think he will.
He needs 12
but when
more.
But when you get to that point and you know you're close, it kind of psychs you out,
yeah, because
right?
You try harder.
Well, yeah, you're... It's not like he doesn't.
Your swing is off. You're trying harder.
True, because you're going for it.
For sure.
He got a great swing too.
I think he needs to have at least 2 or 3 home runs this weekend. Excuse me, to get at least within 10 for a month to play.
Yeah.
Not this weekend. I'll say
but 10 is all.
I'll say this week. So by September 6th, which is next Friday,
yeah.
He needs to be within 10.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Otherwise, he's not going to do it, I don't think. Because people are going to walk him. People aren't going to pitch to him.
There's that, too.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, teams are trying to get into
playoffs. Well, think about it, like the last 2 or 3 games or something like that, like he's close to it, and you guys have already established where you're at in the playoffs.
Correct. You're not going to play him.
And they may not play him.
Or the other team is trying to get in, so they're going to pitch to him.
Yeah, they're like, nope, sorry, dude.
It'll be like this, 4,
yep.
Walk your base.
Go sit. No,
seriously. Bullshit. But that's what it is, though.
I get it.
I get it.
But I don't like it.
No, exactly. We don't like it. Let's just jump ship to the NFL. Actually, I have
no. What else you got for baseball?
I don't have anything
Mariners
else for baseball.
Suck.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. That's why, because they do suck. But I do have 2 trivia questions.
We have trivia already? Hell yeah.
But it's football.
Well, you want to talk football first, then get into trivia?
It's up to you. I don't care. I like trivia and then football and trivia. It doesn't matter. Boom, 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 boom. Or in between. Damn, the Magic Mike got me going.
Yeah, it kind of gets you pumped up, right?
It does get me pumped up. I'm just Magic excited. Mind. I'm just happy.
Magic Mike.
I'm just happy.
That's good. Hey, me too, man. What's up?
I haven't been happy in a while.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you happy, sir.
But it might change in 2 hours.
It fucking could. It absolutely could.
Get in my own head. You want trivia or you want NFL?
I want to leave you hanging.
No, please don't. That's like
I'm thinking.
A topic and then trivia?
Yeah, let's
okay,
go.
Okay, so ESPN came out with a most overrated players in the NFL.
I did see this. This is wild.
103
Why are they
people.
Doing that?
103.
Who are they?
I don't know.
No, they said players.
Yeah, 103 players voted on...
Every punter and the backup punter?
Who's the most overrated player? So I have a top 10, top 8 list.
Are these former or current players?
Current players.
Oh.
I have a top...
Someone going to leak who's a who's who and go, what the... Hey.
8 players.
One of them, Stephon Diggs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So I'll go down from 8 to 1. 8 was Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Then it was Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
Then it was Deshaun Watson.
These are all quarterbacks. Hey.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Then it was Trevor Lawrence. Justin Herbert.
Interesting.
Number 3 was Tua. Number 2 was Hurts. And number one is what I've been saying all along is Josh Allen.
Wow. I think Deshaun Watson should be number two.
Well, I think Watson should be number one. I mean, really think about it. I mean, for the contract he's gotten, he has not lived up to that contract. So he has been most, since his 2020 season with Houston, he has not lived up to that 236
guaranteed. And he had a good season in 2020. Great season.
He did. He was on his way to challenging Mahomes for that 1-2 spot, mm-hmm. right?
Kind of thought it was coming, and you're like, this guy's lighting it up. Then, Seattle beat him, no big deal. But anyway, that was a shootout too.
And then nothing, right? So I think he's probably the most overrated right now based off of the contract. But based off of performance and high praise that everybody gives, I have to say it's Josh Allen. He has the most turnovers since he got into the league.
Brett Favre.
And
it's just like Brett Favre.
And he can't win the big game.
Nope. He gets sent home all the time.
And what accolades does he have? Never been all pro.
Never been all pro. He can't. I think he got one.
He can't. Because Mahomes and Lamar.
Get him,
exactly.
What am I talking about?
I know, sure. Come on now.
My bad.
I'll give you a pass.
What do you think of the order, though? Other than Deshaun being up there, which I agree. He should be two or one for sure.
I don't think Tua's overrated. I think Herbert's more overrated than Tua. What has Herbert done?
Yeah, you're kind of right there, too. He's always hyped up.
Exactly.
He got a cannon.
Exactly.
I mean, they all do, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. But what has he done? He lost a 27-0 lead to Jacksonville.
I know.
He couldn't win that game. I don't care if your head coach is a moron. You win the game.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if Brandon Staley is a moron. You win the game if you're up 27-0.
That's when he got fired, though. You're like, all right dude. Come we ain't on. Coming what
home.
Just happened?
Yeah, just get your own
don't
plane.
Don't even get on the plane.
Go to Southwest Airlines. Don't get on
don't
the plane.
Don't even that. No, get on Spirit, bro.
Did you hear that Southwest now going to you have to buy your own seats now?
What?
They're getting rid of the ABC.
The general admission seats?
Yeah, now you buy your own seats like everybody else.
What? That means they're out of the fuel.
That means ticket prices are going up. Yep. Anyway.
I'm just going to drive everywhere.
Is Kyler Murray overrated?
Yeah.
Top 10 overrated though?
I think so.
Hmm.
I'm putting my Cardinals hatred aside too.
Is he more overrated than Purdy?
I don't think Purdy gets the love. I don't think he gets enough for what he's in. But also, we've talked about this before. Like, he's in a system that works.
But you know,
could you put Kyler in the Shanahan one? But
you know what though? He has shown me though.
He was able to sustain and elevate and produce in that system.
Sure.
Right? Like, I think he's produced more than Jimmy Garoppolo has in that system.
Like, I think he. Yeah. Therefore, I can't necessarily say he's overrated.
So, but we're talking about Kyler, though.
Kyler, I know.
And I brought, with Kyler, I think he's in a good spot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't move him up or down.
What about Lawrence?
I don't know why they think he's overrated. I don't think he's that amazing.
Well, that's a problem, though. He can't number one draft pick. That's why.
Yeah.
What about Hurts? They have Hurts number two. And this is what I've been saying all along. Like, I've been telling you this. Like, so, you know, the Asian in our chat group was all about Hurts. And I haven't heard a word about Hurts since last year, right? but I just say stop crowning these guys too soon. And that's the problem. Like, you crown them. Like, that's why I fear Stroud this year might going to have a step back a little bit.
Good. You know? Sophomore slump.
I'm just saying, though, like, we are crowning these guys to be up here, to be an elite.
Yeah.
And it's really only, if you really think about it, if you don't break it down, there's only five elite quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah.
Only five.
Right.
Mahomes.
Yep.
Jackson.
Yep.
Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers.
Yeah. Or are you going to put Rodgers in there?
I have to because of his accolades.
Yeah, sure. Four NFL MVPs.
And then I'm torn with the fifth one.
Who's your fifth? Matt Stafford.
I like Stafford. I like Allen. I like Goff, too.
Out of those three, though, I'm putting Stafford in there.
I would put Stafford in there, too.
Stafford and Megatron was something else, dude. Yeah. Too bad they were on that terrible team.
And so, like, those are only the... I mean, you know what? Fuck it. I only have four.
There you go.
Four.
If we had three for the fifth...
For the fifth...
You have three for the fifth. We ain't going to do three for the fifth, right? So, no three for the fifth. So
we have four.
Right.
There's only four elite quarterbacks in the league right now.
Right.
Elite. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the guys that are cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no worries, no issues, no problems, no concerns about those four guys.
Right.
Now, I mean, now there are concerns with each individually, like, you know, Rodgers, his health, his age.
Sure.
We had no issues with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow's his health, because you don't know, he's only been in 2 and 40 years.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree.
Lamar can't get over that hump. The only person he can't beat in the playoffs is Mahomes. That's it. He has to beat Mahomes, you know? So, but can he get over that hump, right?
Right.
So, the only question, only one we don't have questions about is Mahomes, because he's done it, he's been there, he's the king right now.
He's the face of the NFL.
Right? Is he the face of the NFL? I'm glad you said that.
This is called a segue, folks.
Should he be the face of the NFL? Is his skin color the reason why he's the face of the NFL?
He's a light-skinned boy.
Does that play a role?
A little bit.
Because I think the NFL...
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know.
You have the floor, sir.
The NFL can generate the face of the league based off of the previous years.
Sure.
Meaning, who was the MVP last year?
Patrick.
No.
Right. Oh, you mean... I'm sorry. I was thinking... Anyway, yes, Lamar.
So why not market him?
That's a good question. We've talked about this a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
And Keyshawn Johnson was just talking about this too.
Right. I get Mahomes is great and he's world beat and he's super champion. Give him his props. Don't get me wrong. I'll give him his props.
Super Bowl champion helps a lot though in that marketing thing.
Okay, so it's more about Super Bowl champs than anything. But
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that helps.
Okay.
Now, when Keyshawn, he makes a good point, and you've said this too, is like, okay, he's from the South.
Yeah. He being Lamar.
But also, so they say, you know, Keyshawn's thing was, and we've talked about this too. I know I just said that, but thing is like, maybe he's just too black for that face of the NFL. Like, just like he doesn't have like that personality like everybody right. else does.
Because when you look at
Aaron Rodgers won MVPs, he's on every commercial.
But when you look
but he didn't go to the Super Bowl, he didn't even make the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But when you look at the people that they put on those commercials, right?
Yeah.
The Kelseys, the Mahomes, the Hurts.
Personalities though. That's the thing.
Do they all have personalities?
Because Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden all the time, it seems like. Isn't he on 2 Madden covers now?
But what has Allen done to deserve to be...
I get that part too, though, but it's like personality. Now, I'm not saying that Lamar doesn't, but maybe he also... We got to give him the benefit of... We don't talk to him. We don't know. Like, maybe he's turning it down.
Well, I mean, I'll find out for you.
We're going to find out. I have RG3 on his new pod. What is that pod called?
Out of Pocket.
Out of Pocket. Shout out RG3.
RG3. I'll talk to him.
If you haven't seen RG3's new one, he had Deion Sanders on there, yeah. Which is he had great.
Deion needs to shave.
You don't like the gray beard?
No, he needs to shave. That's not Deion for me.
Because we know Deion differently. Yeah,
that's not Deion for me.
It's like, that's not Deion. No, that's not. I need gold chains, Jerry Curl.
That's Grandpa
Windbreaker.
Right there. That's Grandpa Deion right there. I don't like Grandpa Deion. And he very well could be a grandpa right now. I don't know. But I don't like Grandpa Deion.
No, well, his kids are playing. Well, his kids don't have kids, I don't think.
How do you know?
I didn't. What? Was it Shoulder? And what was the other kid's name? Mm. What are his kids' names?
Shadir and...
Yeah, Shadir, right?
And,
is it Shadir?
Yeah, something like that. But, I mean, anyway.
back to why Lamar is not the face of the NFL.
He could turn it down, but I think he's just too black.
It could be that. I don't disagree because the points you guys make, it's like, okay, I get it.
You can't name a black guy like that who's been in commercials in face of the NFL recently.
I'm trying to think.
I know. That's the problem, though. That's the problem. You have to think. Mm. You shouldn't have to think. It should just be, oh, that guy. But no.
No, we're NFL fans. So we know Lamar.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, we don't know. Like, even, like... Aaron Donald.
Marketing is for the casual because they're not worried about us. NFL's not worried about us
Dak
at all.
Dak Prescott. Okay, what has he done? He's on it.
But
he's
Campbell's commercials.
But he's Cowboys. You know, I get it. Aaron Donald, when he was playing, he was there.
Aaron Donald's in a lot of commercials too.
Russell Wilson.
Side story with Aaron Donald. You see him beat Shady McCoy
in a race?
Foot race?
Yeah.
In sandals?
Yeah, in jeans.
And jeans?
He's a beast.
Bro.
He's a beast. You know, Wilson was on a lot of commercial covers.
Yeah, he was. You know, a lot. And he didn't win.
Wasn't Sherman on
the covers? Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Campbell's soups.
Campbell's and Sherman. Local stuff, too, for Seattle.
Yeah, for Seattle. But
I'm trying to think. He actually did more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, they can do things with Lamar. They can make him have a personality. Cause I know he has a personality because I see it in Baltimore.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but maybe he doesn't have. That's why I keep wondering, does he even want this shit?
He probably doesn't want it. Or NFL hasn't ever asked him.
Maybe. There's that part too. We don't know.
I'll find out.
You think you think Robert will talk to him?
Oh, yeah. They still text.
Okay.
Yeah.
They still text. I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah, they still text.
I bet you think he'll have him on his pod?
One day.
What if we get both of them on our
pod? Oh, yeah. I'll try to set that up.
That'd be sick.
But do you agree with the almost overrated that is Josh Allen?
Yeah, I kind of. Well,
Who'd you put number one?
Herbert. Justin Herbert's always hyped up like he's going to be the man. Right. Don't ever pick him for fantasy football, ladies and gentlemen. Ever.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's tough.
I don't know if you even have him as a backup.
Ooh, you got him. Well, not this year. He has a plantar fascia injury, so he's going to be hurt for this year. So, but you still got to take him, though. Still got to take him. Okay, so NFL awards coming up this year. Let's go and predict who we think is going to be the MVP of the league. Oh, actually, let's start with Defensive Player of the Year. Who do you think is going to be the Defensive Player of the Year in the league?
It's going to be one of three guys.
Okay, what three guys?
Miles Garrett.
Okay.
TJ Watt.
He won last year. He won't win again this year.
TJ Watt.
Okay.
Or I'm going to throw a wild card out there. It's going to be Chris Jones.
Interesting. I'm going Micah Parsons.
I've seen him on the betting scale where he's like one of the favorites, but I'm like, this is too early. What if he gets hurt?
What if any of those guys get hurt?
I know that.
So you can't say that then.
You can't say that. It's my fantasy.
But why are you saying about the black guy and not two white guys?
What if we know one guy always gets hurt and still wins? What's his name?
TJ Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, no, I'm gonna throw out Parsons out there. I think he's going to win this year.
I like my Chris Jones call. I just made that up.
I do like that one.
I just made that up.
Did you really? Yeah. On the fly?
Yeah.
And he's dark, but he won't get marketed, though. How many sacks does he have to get, though, in order to be up there, though?
You got to either get close to the record or break the record, right?
What was Aaron Donald's highest sacks total in the season? Because he's one defensive player of the year, and he's DT, just like Chris Jones. So I'm thinking 15 sacks. I don't think it has to be more than 15. I think 15.
Isn't it 22 and a half? How am I not connected to the internet?
No, 22 and a half is the record, but I don't think he needs to get that high.
That's what I thought.
He don't need to get that high. I think he just needs to get like 15 sacks, and he'll be considered.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what is Aaron Donald's most sacks in a season? Do you know?
I'm going to find it right now.
Okay. I can ask my watch.
His total is...
No, I don't want his total.
No. Sorry, this...
How many seasons did he play? Nine?
I got a new,
10?
New thing, and it's happening right now. Let's see. Who are the most sacks in the NFL? Bruce Smith. I want to say Aaron Donald most sacks once in a season. Let's find it. Come on.
Just click his name.
Why does it say two? That's not even true.
Rookie year, maybe.
That's so silly. I don't know why, like, I try to... Why does the internet do that to me? Where I'm like, hey, let's happen. Let's make this happen. Nope.
Nope.
I like the questions there. Is Aaron Donald a future Hall of Famer? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. First ballot. Okay. First ballot.
Oh my God.
Do you agree?
This is so annoying.
Do you agree, first ballot?
Oh, dude, without question. They can put him in now.
Yeah.
This is really annoying. Why does Google do this to me when we're on the pod?
Okay. Let me ask my watch.
No.
I can't ask my watch.
It's going to be the same thing.
You don't know. Let me see.
I bolded one season. They keep saying two. That's not even true. He would sack Russell Wilson three times one time.
Oh, I gotta say the most sacks
in one season for Aaron Donald.
Really? His most sacks in one game was four? That's a lot. Damn.
No, I have 20 and a half.
20 and a half in a season?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what season was that?
It was in
2020, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. Same time you did.
Okay.
So stupid.
So that's a lot, though. 20 and a half? Shit. Chris Jones ain't getting 20 and a half sacks.
Who isn't?
Chris Jones.
Not the way their defense is set up.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not going to be the defense player of the year. So you need to change your answer.
I would definitely go with Micah then.
Yeah.
I like Micah anyway. Okay. Shout out Micah Parsons.
What about offensive player of
the year? It's the only cowboy I like around here.
You like Dak. He just does a formula.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay. What about offensive player of the year?
Now, this could be a lot of things. We could see CeeDee Lamb win it. We could see Lamar Jackson get it.
No.
We could see Josh Allen get it.
Lamar won't get Offensive Player of the Year.
Come on.
He'll get MVP.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
He's a quarterback. Quarterbacks don't get Offensive Player of the Year.
No?
No. They win the whole thing.
Russell Wilson. I'm just kidding.
I think
Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to go out of a limb. Not a limb, really, though. I think it's going to be a receiver.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I started with Lamb.
I think it's going to be Justin Jefferson.
Who's throwing to him?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that absolutely matters.
I think he's going to shine because who's throwing to him.
Oh. Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? You know?
But what if he only gets like 800 yards?
I don't see that happening. I don't see that happen. I think he's going to get more.
Who's their guy now?
Sam Darnold.
Not terrible. Not great.
But the division doesn't have good defenses.
No.
So that's why.
Well, Green Bay's going to be all right.
Whatever. People,
come on, man.
No, fuck that. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
MVP. I have a shocker for you.
I'm riding with who I'm riding with, bro. I've said it for 5 pods in a row.
Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I'm riding with Jalen Hurts.
What? Oh, so the bounce back. Now you can talk. Now you can be like, okay, Pat, go ahead and talk your shit.
Yeah. I can get Jalen Hurts.
I got you.
I think he'll win MVP this year.
It's tough.
It is tough. Very tough.
Because it could be CJ Stroud.
No.
It could be Jordan Love.
Could be, but I don't see it.
What if it's Aaron Rodgers? He'll win comeback player of the year, right?
For sure. For sure.
I kind of feel like that's an easy one.
It's already written in.
I think it's like minus 1,200.
Comeback player of the year and MVP.
All he has to do is like throw 5 touchdowns. He gets it.
No, play one game.
Pretty much, right?
The full game.
Didn't Alex Smith get it? He only played 5 games or something like that? No. 6 games?
Maybe more than 6.
Whatever it was. It's not like he was slinging it. You're right. But he did his thing. Good for him. Shout out Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Sorry for your leg, bro. His leg is...
Yeah. It'll be cut off soon.
You think so?
The way that looks. Oof.
I don't know. That took a long time to knock. It took forever to not get it cut off.
You're right.
I wouldn't cut it off.
No.
It's your leg.
I'll try not to.
I wouldn't want that either. What else you got?
Trivia time.
You're not going to tell me Coach of the Year?
I don't give a shit about Coach of the Year. Come on. Okay. Who do you have Coach of the Year, Nathan?
Hold on. I think the phone stopped. Hang on. Just let me look real quick.
How you just figure that out?
Because the phone rang on here.
Oh, why didn't you put on no disturb?
I didn't.
Oh, my bad. Say what?
So we're doing it big.
Okay. So Coach of the Year. Who do you have a Coach of the Year, Nathan?
Well, I've seen betting-wise, it's like Harbaugh's number one. Don't know why.
John or Jim? There's 2 of them in the league now.
Jim.
Okay.
John could get it.
No.
They won't give it. Because he didn't get it until last year?
Correct.
Andy Reid?
No.
He actually wasn't on there. No, he wasn't even in the top 5.
No, really? Wow.
No, it was...
If the Packers do what you say they're going to do, it'd be Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur was number 3, I believe.
Okay.
And number 2 was D'Amico Ryans.
Oh.
Kyle Shanahan was number 4.
Mike McDonald number 1?
McDonald was like number 15 or something like that. Nobody believes in Mike. First year coaches, though.
No, he's not.
No, first year head coach.
He's not.
For the NFL?
He's not.
This is his 3rd year.
He's not a head coach.
Mike McDonald?
The coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
Matt McDonald.
Well, there's 2.
What? Coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
What's his name?
Oh, that's Mike, not McDonald. What's his last name?
It's McDonald, isn't it?
No. I have Mike McDonald.
No, his name is Mike McDonald too, though.
Why can't I figure this out right now? You going to look it up on your phone? Oh, my gosh.
Head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Is it McDonald? No.
Yeah, dumb. Oh, McDaniel.
I was like, wait a minute, hold on, bro.
I saw the Mike D. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, Mike McDaniel. Okay, my bad.
Not that far off.
My bad. Mike McDaniel, he's not on the list?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's not. He wasn't in the top 5.
Who's number 1?
Harbaugh, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't going to make him playoffs.
D'Amico. And then who was the first year coach last year?
Forward team.
I can't remember.
Okay. Good talk.
I just don't remember.
Well, I mean, you tell me what team, I can tell you the name.
I can't think of it right now. It wasn't Mike McDaniel, though.
Arizona Cardinals coach?
No.
Oh,
Sirianni.
He wasn't the first year coach last year.
Second year?
Second year last year.
Sorry.
Yeah, second year last year.
But he was up there, too.
Oh. I'm going to go.
You think Philly has a bounce back because of Saquon?
Yeah, I do. not because of Saquon. I think because defense is better.
Because most of them were rookies last year.
Yeah, I think defense is going to be better.
They got Georgia's defense.
That's the only, pretty much. But they have another year. So I think they're going to be better because of the defense.
I got you.
Yeah, that's the only reason why.
Okay. Go to your trivia. There's 4 cities with
professional sports teams.
There you go.
Yes.
Woo. Grammatically, we will get there.
That had the same letters that starts and ends in the same letter.
What? Oh, what?
Cities or states?
Wait.
So there's okay, there's four professional sports teams.
Arizona.
Right. That's one.
I got it.
Yes, that's one though.
How many? You said four?
Yes. Woo. That's one. They have the same letter that starts with the first letter and ends in the last letter. Sorry.
It's just the city name though, right? Or
city
state
or
name.
State that has the same letter and first it starts with it or ends with it.
Damn.
I'm butchering this up big time. My bad.
I got you though.
Arizona's one. There's three more. And it's
the three are states? No, they're not. They're just cities. Because Arizona's the only state.
The next three are cities.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So Arizona's the only state.
Dang.
The next three are cities. And it's all East Coast.
Mm.
Or on the East side. There, that's your hint.
Dude.
I know. Want me to give you hints for one of them or what?
No, hang on.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Very good. That's two.
I'm going through the teams right now.
That's two.
I'm just trying to think. I got two. I got the A's.
You got two. You got the A's.
Hang on. I'm not there. I'll get there. Nope. Dang, man.
I hit the can.
I know, but I'm sitting there, I'm trying to think. So I'm going through
the citizens.
I'm going through Miami.
Don't tell you the state the cities.
Nobody in AFC East. None. Nope. Already.
Well, you're talking about football though. Remember, it's four sports.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, it's four sports.
Oh, I gotta think of all that.
One is basketball and one is hockey.
Oh, I knew one of them was hockey. I don't know why.
Yeah, only because the team's not there anymore.
Oh, Arizona Coyotes?
Nope.
Oh, what?
You said Arizona already, so that doesn't count.
Oh, well, you do like these weird tricks.
I do. I do.
Arizona Coyotes works.
No, it does not work.
Because it's A&A.
Arizona Cardinals too.
Okay, all right. One's basketball.
One's basketball.
And it's, oh my God.
You want to tell you the state?
Yeah.
Of basketball or hockey?
Bach. Basketball.
Florida.
Orlando.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got that one fast.
Boom. And the last one, hockey.
Same state? No.
They were there. They are no longer there.
Not Ottawa. No. They're no longer there.
No longer there. And this owner owns more than one sports teams. That should help you out.
Stan Kroenke?
Yep. There you go.
I was like
Saint.
I was just,
S and Lewis. S.
I had to spell it out in my head.
I know.
Dude, because in my head, this is no shit. I'm sorry, but I was like Saint Louis. What?
That's Nelly. Saint Louis. Yeah, yeah. Lunatics.
It's like an E.
Saint Lunatics.
So stupid.
Yeah,
dude.
Seriously. So Arizona, Atlanta, Orlando, and Saint Louis.
Wow, that's a good, interesting one.
Right.
I like it.
Okay. Next trivia question.
Oh my goodness.
There's only been three lefty quarterbacks to ever play in a Super Bowl.
Lefty?
Name them.
Not Michael Vick.
He never been in a Super Bowl.
I know. I just said not.
I just wanted to mention
Michael Vick because he's amazing.
Well, he is, yes.
He's an amazing black quarterback. I figured my black friend would like that.
But he ain't the best black quarterback.
No. But he did give those boys something to look forward to.
For sure. Shout out
Mike Vick.
He is the pioneer, the foundation of what is now here.
Dude. Michael Vick Falcons.
Michael Vick Virginia Tech.
That's true.
Was he number one pick?
I thought so.
I think he was. Yeah. Three lefty quarterbacks.
I was going to say two different dog jokes. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Don't do that.
Two left-handed.
No, three left-handed
quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer.
He's right-handed.
Damn it.
I know.
He could be either one. I would not even know.
I wouldn't know he was there.
Just hand the ball off, Trent.
He was the last number eight for the Ravens before Lamar.
Good for him. Lefties. Brett Favre.
The other one was, I think.
Brett Favre wasn't left.
No. Other one was number eight, too, I think.
In the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl. Play for your boys' team. Our boys.
My boys?
Our boys' team.
Who's our boy? We got plenty of friends.
I know. Yeah, I can't give you much.
Is it in a group chat?
Yeah.
The Four Horsemen group chat?
No.
Oh. Well then. Oh, Steve Young.
Yep.
All right.
That's one.
That Shout out Ryan.
Boom, baby. That's one. You want me to give you the teams or you want me to give you the conference?
Yeah, give me teams.
Okay. One is Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Boomer Esiason.
Yep. Other one is Oakland Raiders.
Oh, Rich Gannon.
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay, so go further back then.
Yes.
Schnikes. Oh, I don't even know off the top of my head. Hang on. It's not 80s.
You want the initials?
Yeah.
Like KS. It's a tough one. I didn't even know this one at all. I didn't realize he was a lefty.
Kerry, no.
Not Kerry, but you're close. But I didn't know he was a lefty. Who's the TNT announcers? Broadcaster. One of them has a K.
Kenny Smith.
Okay, so say Kenny.
Yeah.
But Ken, and then S is something different.
I don't even know.
Stabler.
Oh, Ken Stabler. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know him as Kenny Stabler.
No, I don't. Ken Stabler. I said Ken.
I got you. You were trying to lead me there.
Yeah,
I got you.
I was trying to get you there. Yeah. Not Kenny Stabler.
Ken Stabler, Esiason, Steve Young.
Steve Young. The only three quarterbacks lefty to be in Super Bowl. So if you're a left-handed quarterback, you're not going. Tua, Miami Dolphins
aren't ever going to Super Bowl.
You hear that? Sorry,
man. I'm just saying, though. Like,
sorry, Mike
McDaniel.
Other than Tua, is there any other left-handed quarterbacks in the league right now? Starting?
Is Richardson a left-handed from the Colts? No.
He's right.
Off the top of my head, I don't know, right?
I know. Like, everybody is like.
Everyone's right-handed.
32 teams, only one is lefty?
Mm.
I'm trying to think. Because go to the NFC. NFC East, right? Philly. Hurts is right-handed. Dak is right-handed. Jane Daniels is right-handed. And Daniel Jones is right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
NFC North. Packers. Jordan Love is right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Goff is right-handed.
Caleb Williams is right-handed.
Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold's right-handed.
Yep.
NFC South, Derek Carr's right-handed.
McCarthy was right-handed? J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. Baker's right-handed. Yep. Young is right-handed. And Cousins right-handed.
Yep.
NFC West, Geno's right-handed.
Yep.
Purdy's right-handed. Kyler's right-handed. Stafford's right-handed. AFC East.
Wow.
Allen's right-handed. Favre's right-handed.
You say Favre, you mean Rodgers?
I said Favre, right?
he was a Jet.
I know he was a Jet. Rodgers is right-handed, and then Jacoby Brissett
showed his dick.
Jacoby Brissett is right-handed, and AFC North, Lamar's right-handed, Burrow's right-handed, mm-hmm. Wilson's right-handed,
yep.
Watson's right-handed.
It's so weird to say Wilson's in there.
I know
he's got named the starter this week.
He had to.
You think so? Because of the veteran.
Well, for sure.
Or they want him to play four games? Like sit down.
For sure. And the AFC South.
Still love you, Russ.
Anthony's right-handed.
Yep.
Will Levis is right-handed.
Stroud.
Stroud's right-handed. And Lawrence is right-handed.
Yep.
And then the AFC.
West. Mahomes is right-handed.
Yep.
Bo Nix is right-handed. Herbert is right-handed.
Gardner Minshew.
So only one lefty in the whole NFL.
That's wild.
That is wild.
There's got to be a starter. Yeah, starter.
That is wild. All
right. I think. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy.
Hey, did you see that today? That I saw that Tyler Huntley got released from the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He's back in the Ravens.
Yep.
So they gonna give him some information or what?
I was gonna say,
stealing all that info,
like
going right back to the Ravens.
Oh like, my god!
You don't really need that.
Like,
Tyler, we're gonna use it.
We're gonna release you. Go sign on to AFC North team. Suck so they can cut you and then come back.
That's so wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you think that happens?
I don't know if that happens because any team could sign you.
Because what if they were like,
go for the money?
Like, hey, we're gonna let you go, but we want you to sign with these guys because we heard a rumor.
Maybe
right. And so maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe that's how strategic the NFL could be. Also mm-hmm. vile. It's kind of mm-hmm. vile, right? It's kind of mm-hmm. mean. But also, like, you got an edge. You got to get an edge in the game, right?
For sure.
You think about it like how they're playing him. He has no idea. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we'll sign you. Like, like the next hour?
Yep.
Like, what?
Seriously.
His agent's like, you already got picked up. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You good.
To me, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Right? Oh, my gosh.
But although I do see that a lot where, like, players that were on the team, like maybe their backups or C team, but their third string, whatever.
Right.
I see that all the time, especially in the NFC West. Oh, they're going to go play for the Rams now.
Oh,
or
for
they're going to
sure.
go play for the Raiders for sure. or the Cardinals now.
For sure. They go
and
back.
I'm like,
for sure.
Oh, that's going to suck. We're going to play them in 2 weeks.
You know, honestly, it's going to suck. I know I'm changing gear a little bit. It's going to suck seeing Bobby Wagner in a Commanders uniform.
I saw him the other day.
I don't like that.
It's
I don't like it.
I don't want to say means to an end, but it's like he's not ready to go and he wants to get paid. He still wants to play.
I know, but
he was still an all pro first team last year. So
only because Dan Quinn called him.
Sure.
That's
what I don't like though. He's like Seahawks wrote him off once and then he came back, right? He played with the Rams for 1 year.
Do you think that was a Mike McDonald called? Like, I'm not gonna sign this guy, he's not my guy. But you can use him as Roquan.
Though would you had that guy? You know what I'm saying? No, I had that guy.
as your anchor defense, and look what happened to your defense.
You can't lose that leadership.
That's what I was saying. That's why
the locker room is
that's why important. It had to be about money then, right?
It could be, because remember, he's his own agent. Yeah. And you know, it happens all the time. Russell Wilson's in Pittsburgh now.
Speaking of Russell Wilson, real quick.
Please, let's talk about Russ.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's going to be. Maybe not first ballot. Dude, 2020 Russ, 2021 Russ.
You can't take that. You have to go through the whole process.
I know, but I'm just saying that was really awesome.
If he loses his if he loses the starting quarterback for the Steelers this season, he is not a Hall of Famer.
In your mind, but he
no,
will
no,
be.
No, you're not a Hall of Famer.
He will be.
Nope. No.
He will be.
No.
Yeah, he'll get in like the third time.
That's your love for Russell.
I don't care.
It is. He won't be. If he does not finish the season as a starter, he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Listen, man.
No, I'm telling you.
We already argue about how much you hate how they let him in.
Week two, they go to Denver. That'd be an interesting game.
He's going to do the same thing he did in Seattle.
No, he'll actually win this game, though.
Oh. What do you think? Well, I guess we can get into that, but...
You want to get into it? NFL week
are
one?
Are we doing week one?
Yeah, let's do it, baby. I got it right here. Boom, baby.
Let's get more beers. You want a beer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Beers. Oh, my goodness.
Nobody sees this because it's all behind us and around us and over us.
This is what we deal with when behind the scenes stuff. Maybe we should have an episode where we just show behind the scenes shit.
I was filming that a little bit. I still have never used it yet, but I still have some behind the scenes stuff. Like we're like watching a game or whatever. And,
As long as it's appropriate, I don't care.
It's usually just most of us just us standing around.
But sometimes we're talking shit. Exactly. But what we're saying can't actually put on there.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo. YouTube.
You ready?
Maybe it's appropriate for TikTok.
Maybe. No, because they're trickier than YouTube.
Did you see they had 17,000 views on that one?
Yeah.
But then 43 on another. I'm like, what?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I was happy about that stuff. I'm like, whoa, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, it got me an email and says, your thing's a hit. And I'm like, what was it? Magic Mike? I don't know.
NFL week one, baby, is here. Next Thursday, the season starts. I got it right here with the spread.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Week one.
Yes, sir.
The best game of the week.
Week one, September 5th. Ravens at Chiefs.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs minus -3. I know.
Hey, take that Ravens +3, ladies
now,
and gentlemen.
Now.
You heard it here first. Or you probably heard it from your favorite.
The Ravens. Better. My opinion only, the Ravens had the better team.
The guy with the Ravens hat on says this? No way.
No, listen to me. They had the better team of that game. They had the best player during that game.
They do.
But the Chiefs had the best quarterback and best head coach.
Yeah, that's debatable.
They do have the best quarterback and best head coach.
I know. Hey, maybe run the ball.
I'm going to go because of that, and I don't...
You don't want to be disappointed.
I don't.
I don't. You're right, though. Bet with your wallet, not your heart.
Exactly.
That's serious advice.
Chiefs.
You think because the Chiefs lost last year to Detroit, they're like, we ain't doing that again.
Not in week one.
Or do you think they go, dude, who cares? We just won again. Like, who cares? We'll get there. Our division's weak.
You know what? Fuck that.
Do you think that?
Ravens win that
You think ship. That? Like, do you think they're like, we can kind of coast?
Ravens winning 31-21.
I like that.
Fuck it.
What happens on the do they get their rings that day or some shit?
Yeah, the Chiefs do. They're gonna rub it in too.
Whatever.
They're gonna rub it in.
Don't forget your magic mind, Ravens.
Two beers, two mics, 20. Nope. Two beers, 20.
Yeah, two beers, 20.
Yeah, my bad.
You never put the website in there.
Two beers.
You just go to www.magicmind.com/2
beers.
Number two.
Beers.
BERS20.
20.
Got it.
Okay,
nailed it.
You're taking the Ravens?
I am. I'll take Ravens +3 for sure. You think, you know what? I bet you it goes like Chiefs like -1 by the time it starts, if it hasn't already.
Okay.
I'm not even going to use my laptop. I'm going to look it up.
Packers at Eagles. Eagles, in Philly. It's in Brazil.
It's in Brazil.
And the Eagles, Eagles are wearing white jerseys and black pants.
Is that the gang color thing?
Yeah. They can't wear green.
Oh.
But it's -2.5 Eagles right now.
You think the government was like, hey, NFL, we want you to be here, but like, don't do that.
No.
You think they're just doing that? Or do you think they got a phone?
I think
they got a phone call.
I think the NFL knows, like,
Do you think the gang members were like, hey, listen, guys, don't do this when you come here?
Well, here's the problem.
I feel like there's like some kind of governmental thing that had, somebody had to say something. It wasn't just like a social media choice. You know what I mean?
I think the NFL should have known, though, that you can't wear green.
Do you think the NFL follows gangs in Brazil?
No, I'm not saying that, but like you want to play a game in Brazil. Sure. Someone from Brazil should have already, or someone from the NFL should have already done the research enough to understand, okay, this is a big problem to have green in this country or in this state. I mean, country.
All right.
So why in the hell would we schedule Green Bay and Philly, the both two greenest teams in our fucking league?
All right. I see your point. But I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I put fucking the Rams there, blue and yellow, and put fucking the 49ers there, red and or some shit. I don't give a shit. But why in the hell would you put two most greenest teams that we have in our league? In the country that has a problem.
Do you think that country loves Philadelphia and Green Bay? Like, did they do a consensus?
They don't love that those teams, but they love their colors because the colors are green, yellow, and whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Packers at Eagles. Eagles minus 2.5.
They're both on the road.
I think Packers aren't there.
That's a coin flip game.
It ain't them. They ain't there. I don't think Jordan loves the guy. I don't think his 7 games is worth his contract he got.
I chose him as MVP.
I don't give a shit what you did. I just don't think Jordan loves that guy yet. He can poop me wrong.
I'm giving him this first, was 18 games.
No, 17 games. So
17 games.
First 9 games, he has to prove me.
Did he play any preseason? I don't even know.
No, he didn't play
preseason. I didn't really pay attention to preseason. This is the least amount of preseason.
This is true.
That I've watched
I will
year.
Agree with you on that. I have not watched the least amount.
No. I saw a couple of Seahawks plays. But other than that, I didn't actually do much.
I just look at the preseason games to see who my backup are.
Right.
Because
they're
going to play at some point in time, right? Anyway, I don't trust Green Bay.
Stop hitting this.
I don't trust Green Bay just yet. I got to see more from Green Bay.
Right.
I don't believe
that. Am I saying just yet? So that's just me. I'm not a hype guy after 1 year or especially after
7 games. I don't give a shit. Therefore, I have to trust what I do know, and it's Philly.
Okay.
So I'm going Philly.
Okay.
My girl.
Philly's your girl?
No.
What do you know?
My friend is a Phillies fan.
Oh.
Yeah, so just
childhood. Is there a love interest I don't know about?
Love interest? No. Too soon for love, son.
Maybe a like interest?
I like all my friends. All
right, anyway.
but I do love you.
I love you too, dog.
Hell yeah. You're my boy. Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Fuck the motherfuckers that say shit. I don't give a fuck them.
Talking shit? I'll fight them.
I don't know.
I don't know how to fight.
I don't I just love you.
I love you too.
All right, good boy. Yeah, so I'm going against you on this one.
I'm going Green Bay. It's coming out on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to carry that momentum, and they're going to do it.
Okay, what bet do we have then?
I'm just going to say Green Bay money line.
No. I'm going to say if Philly don't win, then
I have a bet.
The next pod, I'll wear a Seattle Seahawks jersey.
Oh, it's on the internet forever, bro.
That you had, though. That you have to have that, though.
So then I'll wear the Ravens one?
Yeah.
Ugh. No, I'm just kidding.
It'd be baggy on you, though. Mine would be all tight. Fat guy in little coat.
You're much thinner than you.
That's
true. If it was last year this time.
But what size do you have, though? You have extra large?
I'll give you the larger one. That's the biggest one I got.
Large?
No, the largent one.
I know, but is it a large?
No, it's an XL.
Oh, okay. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be good.
I'll be fine. I think.
I don't know.
Okay, so the next pod.
I'll pull that one out. You wear the autograph one.
Don't do that. I don't even know what size that is.
That's a big jersey.
Is it big? Oh, I don't know.
Look at him.
I don't know.
Hey, man, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again.
I know. Okay, so you got Packers, I got Eagles.
Yep, who else? Let's go.
All right, let's
run them down.
Steelers at Atlanta. Atlanta's minus 3.
I'm actually going with Atlanta at home.
So am I.
Because I think they're going to make noise in the NFC. They're not going to be like,
all that.
They're not going to be a 12-win team, but they'll be like, oh, they're on the wild card.
Does Atlanta cover 3? Or is it a push?
Yeah, they went by field goal.
So it's a push.
Yeah.
Okay. I think 24-20.
Oh. Steelers?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, Atlanta.
I don't think the Steelers' offense has really figured it out yet.
There yet. Right.
Don't get me wrong. Pittsburgh's defense is going to be nasty, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be nasty enough for... Correct. Cousins is going to carve them up a little bit. It's week 1.
Is Cousin playing week 1 or is it Pentonix?
Oh, good call. I don't even know.
Exactly.
Wait, how come we don't know that yet?
I don't know if Cousins even been cleared yet.
Oh, I thought he was. I have no idea. This is how much preseason we didn't watch.
Exactly. Okay,
Cardinals at Bills.
I better
Bills.
Know this shit. I got a fantasy drop soon.
Cardinals at... What fantasy league are you in? I'm not in.
I got talked into one.
Oh, you're dumb.
It's expensive, too.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You can win a lot of money.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I need it. But if anyone wants to give some to me.
But you're saying we, like we're in this?
Maybe you can help me.
Oh, okay. What's the buy-in? We'll talk about that off there.
I say 25-75.
Well, Cardinals
at... We good? Cardinals, we good, producer?
Thank you, producer. Cardinals at Bills minus six.
Do you think that's nobody's given a chance to the
Cardinals kind of thing?
Yes.
And I think they're going to shock people?
Yes. I'm going Cardinals, but Bills win.
I'm torn in the shock value of NFL.
Bills will win the game, but they won't cover the spread.
Oh, okay. So it's like they won by a field goal or something. Correct. Or like
27-24.
24-20 or something like that.
27-24.
Hmm. I'm going to say Bills win at home too.
But are they covering or not?
No. So I'm going to say 24-20.
So Cardinals.
I'm going to say 24-19, actually.
So we're saying Cardinals.
Oh, you're saying Cardinals. You want the plus six.
Yes.
Yeah, we could bet that.
Okay.
What's our parlay up to now?
I don't know.
Who's keeping track at home?
Titans at Bears. Bears minus 4.5. Titans are my
I don't like this Bears thing. I think there's way too much hype in this Bears.
So do I.
Way too much hype in the Bears. So do
I. I love Titans in this game.
I think the Titans are going to knock the nail polish off of Caleb Williams.
I'm going Titans this game.
I said it. What's up?
I'm going Titans this game.
Okay. I'm going Titans too.
Okay.
And I think Will Levis throws for 250 and two tutties. If he starts.
He starts. He starts.
He's going to start?
Okay, he started. Yeah.
Hey, Levis is a savage. Shout out the Mayo boy.
Patriots at Bengals. Bengals.
You did see he had a Mayo cologne, right?
Yeah.
That's white people.
That's your people's.
Hey, sorry.
Not my people's. Your people's.
He made it whiter.
Oh, my God. Because you have freckles, I can't call you totally white.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Spots.
Spots of blackness.
Don't forget that, boys. We got spots.
Black. Patriots at Bengals. Bengals minus
yes,
9.
Yes, they have a black quarterback now.
Minus it's 9.
The first time ever? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But minus 9. Jamar Chase, I don't think. I don't think he's playing week one.
Well, his coach yesterday said he was playing, even though he showed up in street clothes to practice.
He ain't practice. So you're going to play Jamar Chase, and he'll pull a hammy because he ain't even practicing all this time, and he's going to be out for 7 weeks.
I think, well, hold on, and I think you know this. They're stretching. They're doing some workouts, but they're not. When they come to the team and the facility, they're like.
Whatever. They're not doing game speed stuff, so they know you're not in condition. Mm. It's different.
He's still a young kid, though.
I know he is. I think Bengals win the game. I don't know if they cover 9, though. They win by 10, I think 31-21. Patriots don't have any offense. Yeah, Bengals win. Bengals cover.
Is it straight up? Like, yeah. They win by 10, 30-20 or something like that? Yeah, or like 20-10, whatever.
They win by 20. I don't think the Patriots have enough defense to stop them, and I don't think they have enough offense to even score.
I believe that. Yes. You're right, though, when it's like, no offense to Jacoby, but it's like, dude, who else you got?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know a receiver off the top of my head right now for the Patriots.
I don't. I know a player.
Who's the kid from ASU that went there?
He's not there anymore. Keneal Harry.
Oh, yeah.
He got cut from some other team. He's not even in the league anymore.
Oh. Does he think he's working at Starbucks?
Nah, probably.
Cardio shit.
Texans minus 2.5 at Colts.
Texans minus 2.5 at Colts. These division rivals starting off this season, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
I'm going Texans. Cover.
Breaking news. This is my upset.
Oh.
Colts.
Oh, we talked about this in a group chat.
I'm going Colts.
Mm. Nah, I didn't choose the upsets.
I know.
You saw my favorites.
I know.
And you guys were all like, favorites. Those not upsets. I go, I thought we were just talking about bets.
No, we said upsets.
I said, I'm starting off winning this year.
No, we said upsets.
You two did. I just interjected.
If we two said upsets, you can't come in and say all favorites.
But no one asked the question, though, who's the upset?
This is true.
It was just you guys talking about it, like saying,
well, no one else.
Here's what I'm choosing. And then he said he was choosing. And then I go, I got this.
Well, no one else chimed in. So hell yeah.
I got you. I am going. I'm going the safe bet right now. I'm picking the favorite. I'm going Texans.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if they won. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just going Colts.
I'm an Anthony Richardson fan. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not about that.
Jonathan Taylor.
I'm just not high on the team. Mm. I think expectations is going to be too high for them.
Because of how well they did last year?
Correct.
Mm. Worst to first kind of thing? Correct. And it's like, sophomore slump, boys.
Jags at Miami. Miami's minus 3.5.
And Miami wins at home.
Jacksonville.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Give me a reason.
I don't know. I don't have a
reason. I don't know. It's not a reason.
I don't have a reason, though.
You just feel it?
Yeah.
Just feel it right
it's
here.
It's one of those feelings. I've always liked Jacksonville for some reason. They've always been my, like, since Jacksonville, they've always been my sleep routine that I just enjoy watching.
You want to root for them because they were something, and you're like, what happened?
Exactly.
And then nothing happened.
I know. And I like Josh Allen, you know. I just like him.
The black Josh Allen.
I want him to be a Raven, right? But then they signed him to a big contract.
Well, I mean, money talks.
I can't argue with that. But I'm going Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going with the
home. I'm probably wrong. I'm going Jacksonville.
That's fine. Two upsets. All right.
Vikings minus one at Giants. This is a tough pick'em game for me.
Vikings minus one at Giants. That's a coin flip game, dude.
I know.
Why is it even minus one? What?
Maybe not when we get to it.
It might even be minus one Giants by the time it starts.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Or PK. I'm going to kind of stick with that and stay Minnesota because of the quarterback. I trust Darnold more than I trust Daniels.
Isn't that weird?
I do. And Giants don't have a running game because I don't know who they are. I like Aaron Jones on Minnesota.
Yep.
And I know players on defensive side of football for...
It's weird Aaron Jones went to Minnesota.
I know.
You see AJ Dillon got hurt for the year already.
No, he got cut.
No, AJ Dillon got hurt.
He's on IR.
He didn't get cut.
That's right.
He's on... All right.
Yes, you're right.
AJ Dillon, sorry, man. That sucks.
Neck.
Yeah.
Running back, neck. It might be time to hang it up.
Happened to Chris Carson.
Yeah, no, I'm time to hang it up.
Happened to Cam Chancellor.
Hang it up. Hang up your jerseys. It's okay.
You made your mark, bro.
Yeah.
He's a big card collector.
So you go with Vikings or Giants?
Giants at home.
Ooh!
First upset.
Hell no.
Come on, dude.
Raiders at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
More division rivals. Let's make it easy on ourselves. Let's just pick the Chargers.
So Chargers win by four?
Jim Harbaugh gets his first one by the season. That's what the NFL wants, right?
I like Raiders.
I don't think there's no hype on Jim Harbaugh, which is really random. We don't hear nothing about it right now.
I'm going Raiders. I think Antonio Pierce.
Why don't we hear about... That's a very high value or a high level city.
You're actually correct.
We don't hear nothing about Jim.
You're actually correct. I don't know why we don't hear anything about Jim Harbaugh.
We hear nothing about Jim.
Nothing about them.
Nothing
about
them. We hear about two things right about now.
Yeah.
Chiefs still. Of course. The Kelce's and all them and stuff. We're hearing about Lamar now.
Now.
What other big stories in NFL other than like, okay,
Tua
it's coming.
And Tua in the comments with Brian Flores.
Yeah, but that, yeah.
Dallas always in the news.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb getting his big thing.
Right, always in the news.
But I'm trying to think like what, we're not hearing we're hearing about normal NFL stuff, but like nothing really big.
So you're going Chargers. I'll go Raiders. Broncos at Seattle. Seattle minus 5.5. Now you think about the 5.5 number. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm only saying.
You don't have to. Hey, don't guard yourself because I'm a Seahawks fan.
No. I'm saying Broncos. they're gonna get within the 5.5.
So it's like Seattle wins by 3. Correct. Jason Myers has a field goal to win.
I actually think.
They just have the go ahead field goal and then they play defense and win the game.
I actually think Broncos could win this game.
You don't know nothing about Broncos.
You're correct. I don't know shit about Broncos.
I got Broncos fans that hang out at my sons that are, you know, have the sons. We play the kids at AAU ball. The dads are, two of them are Broncos fans. And they're looking at me like, I don't know. Our team doesn't look that good, guys.
Yeah. But
they don't got nobody no more.
No, I know.
They're starting fresh.
Yeah. Because of that and on the road, rookie quarterback.
Well, but also, it's Sean Payton. And I get what he's doing. He wants his voice only.
Correct.
He doesn't need the big veterans that don't have too much money and all that kind of stuff.
I get it.
I guess
so. He might have a year where it's like, okay, we're going to be 5-12,
but guys.
Here's my other problem I have with it, though. Tim Patrick was his best receiver during preseason, and he cut his ass. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What are we doing? So I'm going to Seattle.
You think they cover?
No.
It's just like Seattle minus 3. Yeah. They went 24-20 or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 27-23.
I think like the five and a half number, I think, is just a little too high because I don't really trust Seattle's team right now because I haven't seen it yet. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new revamped defense. The offensive line, I got to see how it is. The running game, I don't know. I know Kenny Walker's there, but the line.
We did get a new center for Miami. Right.
So I'm going to Seattle wins. But I don't think they cover.
Dude, I can't believe Chinna Nwosu on one of the second play of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
What is 77 doing for the Browns? What are we doing, dude?
Brownies, again, fucking shit up.
Why are we doing that, though? It's a preseason, dude. The Browns, first of all, you're taking money out of people's pockets, potentially.
The Browns always fuck shit up. I'm sorry. They do.
You saw that hit.
I know.
What?
I know.
It's like the second play of the game.
you're making a team because of that hit. You're getting off a team because of that hit.
The veteran's going to go, bro, we're here to all make money and play a game. But you can't do that to people.
Nope.
Damn, man. And we just got him back.
I know.
He'll probably be gone for 4 games.
Probably.
He's so good, though.
I like him. Mm-hmm. And they traded Taylor.
He's not producing, though. Which is actually, you know what? I will say that this is good.
That same Taylor from the knee injury?
Yeah, yeah.
I like him.
But here's the thing. It's actually kind of nice that these guys are, that Snyder's like, we'll get somebody else. And then they picked up two linebackers, actually.
Cowboys at Browns. Browns 2.5.
I'm going to pick the upset. I'm saying Cowboys. Not because of who's in this house, because I really think that.
Right. You need to sleep well. I get it.
Maybe.
The thing that made it more easier for me to pick the Cowboys in this game.
Oh, upset alert.
Is because of CeeDee Lamb signing.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
If he wasn't there, I would have said the Browns.
She's holding a knife.
If he wasn't there, I would have said the Browns because I don't think.
If she wasn't there, you're
sorry. If CeeDee Lamb is, it's the Bears. If CeeDee Lamb wasn't there, I would have said the Browns because I think the Browns defense would have been enough to stop the Cowboys offense without Lamb there.
Lamb catches everything.
Correct.
He lit Seattle up.
Correct.
One guy.
What's the score for the Cowboy Browns?
I think it's going to be I don't think it's going to be high scoring. Let's say mid-level scoring. Cowboys win 24 and Brownies have 18.
I'm going 27-20.
27-20?
Yeah.
What was the spread?
3.5. 2.5.
Oh, I'm definitely going. I don't think anyone scores more than 24.
Interesting.
Both are decent defenses.
But I think Cowboys have better offense than the Browns do right now.
That I believe, but the Browns defense is much better than the Cowboys. I know you don't.
Are they?
First of all, it's NFC North. What are we talking about?
AFC
North.
They give up points when it matters, though. Are they really that good? Seriously, though. Think about it. Are they really that good? They lost to Houston on the road in the playoffs, and they didn't shut them down. They gave up 33 points to the Ravens. Are they really that good?
I got to shout out my Brownie friends. Let us know what happens.
Commanders at Bucks. Bucks 3.5. I'm going Bucks.
You're going to say Bucks?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dan Quinn gets his debut win.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Win. So not even cover. They're going to win. Outright win the game.
They're just going to win again.
What's the score?
18-12.
Now that
Baker Mayfield's going to throw 3 interceptions, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Is that your heart speaking? Or is that?
I want Bobby to win. I know you do. I want Dan to win.
I know you do.
Who else is from Seattle? Went over there too. I can't remember.
I don't know, but get rid of that biasness.
All right.
What's your real?
All right, for real. Tampa's defense is decent for the NFC South.
Better than Washington's.
Yeah.
Better than Washington's offense.
Yeah, because we got their quarterback.
It's a rookie quarterback.
Sammy Howell.
And it's a rookie quarterback.
Who's the quarterback now?
For who?
Jaden McDaniels, right?
Yeah, Jaden McDaniels. Jaden Daniels.
Jaden. You know what?
What?
Honestly, I could say this.
What?
He could be a potential rookie of the year over Caleb Williams.
So do I.
I feel like that could happen.
I agree with you.
You heard it here. You heard me say that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But who do you pick for the game? Who do you pick for the game? Are you going to watch this still?
Tampa at home. I can't.
Yeah, so am I. Exactly. You can't do it.
You can't go against Mike Evans.
Sunday Night Football. Rams at Lions. Lions 3.5.
That's going to be a big game.
Big game.
Because obviously NFC, but like.
Correct.
Goff being back to the Rams.
This is like season implications too, though.
For sure.
I'm going Lions.
Lions at home?
Lions at home, baby.
You think Lions are going to be somebody or think that their window is already done?
I'm going Lions 31-26.
Damn. Who's quarterback for the Rams right now? Stafford?
Yeah.
His neck don't hurt right now?
Elbow.
Not yet?
Is the elbow pop?
I think he had a neck problem too.
I thought it was elbow. Although I did see him and his wife on a Sleep Number bed commercial the other day. They both have veneers.
That's an LA thing.
Yeah, she's old.
She's old?
She looks older than him.
Oh, she might be?
She looks older than him.
They've been together since college, right? Something like that?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Did Georgia? You know what college you went to?
Georgia.
I told you.
It's like Georgia. He went to Detroit College.
Yeah, I know, right? Detroit University.
No, I think I'm not picking the Rams, dude. No way.
No?
No.
Is that a divisional hate thing kind of thing? Or is
part
that
of just, it?
No, you can't do that though. You gotta be,
I don't think the Rams have enough to keep up with Detroit right now. At least at the moment.
I don't trust their defense.
I don't trust Rams defense right now. They're missing a lot of guys all of a sudden.
They're missing the one key guy.
And don't get me wrong, Sean McVay's a good coach.
They're missing the one key guy that I don't believe in just yet. I got to see it. They're missing
Aaron. Who is that guy?
Aaron Donald. I got to see it. Okay, last one. Monday night, Jets at 49ers. 49ers minus -4.
Oh, the team that Aaron Rodgers wanted to play for his whole life.
His whole life.
He had an opportunity.
No, he didn't.
I'm sure it was entertained.
No, I believe so.
Before Garoppolo and like all that, I'm sure like when Rodgers like I went out of Green Bay and like trade, you know what I mean? Like I was, nah, I was like,
you may be right. You may be right. What's your pick?
San Francisco wins.
Nah.
You think the Jets win for real?
Williams ain't gonna be there, dude.
Oh, you think he's gonna hold out?
Exactly.
Now that's a different. Okay, so if you say that he's not playing, that's different.
Correct.
He's gonna run for his life.
Correct. And that's my only reason why I'm saying that.
Oh,
because he's never
Aaron Rodgers. Don't get hurt, bro. Do not get hurt.
Trent Williams is not playing that game, and that's why 49ers lose.
You just don't think he is.
I don't think he is.
It happens every year, right? Like, so some guys just don't.
Like Chris Joseph played the first two games in the season for the Chiefs, and they went 1-1.
Dude, Chancellor fucking did that to us. He didn't play the first two games, and then he came in that Monday Night Football game against Detroit.
Right. So I don't think Trent Williams is going to play, and therefore, and they're 0-4, 0-3 with him not playing in the Purdy
that's right.
era.
That's right.
So I just think they're going to be 0-4 now.
Okay.
So I think Jets will win that game Monday Night Football. I think
what's the score?
I think it's going to be a last second field goal, 27-24.
Oh. Robbie Gould's not there anymore. Who's there for the? I don't remember the kicker anymore.
Yes, it's young kid. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's a young kid. Only kicker you need to know is Justin Tucker, the best kicker of all.
I'm not even gonna. I can't argue that
the best kicker of all time, which is why I have his jersey. You got to have the all time great jersey.
That's true. Doesn't
matter
team.
It doesn't matter
what position.
What position? Like I have an all time great linebacker, Ray Lewis. I have all time great safety in Ed Reed. I have to have an all time great kicker in Tucker.
If Lamar wins four more MVPs in his career,
four
shit. More. That's six. If he wins six,
yeah, he's a goat.
But what if no Super Bowl though?
He's not the goat.
Stingy, right?
Not,
kind of like
not the goat. He needs a goat.
But if he wins one,
if he wins one and six MVPs. He could trump
that
Mahomes.
Sounds crazy, right?
He can trump Mahomes depending on how many Mahomes have.
But if Mahomes wins like five more championships.
No, he won't ever touch it. No. You can't have one in six. No. It's like Aaron Rodgers. You have one in four. It doesn't count.
I got you.
And now if he has two in six, that's a conversation we can talk about.
That's interesting.
Right?
Six MVPs is very tough. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be like, so like the NBA does not allow that, right? Like Jokic could be the MVP
for sure.
Every year.
For sure.
LeBron could have been for every year.
Jordan could have been
MVP every year. Over Karl Malone, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
They just didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Scottie Pippen could have won it too.
No, it was Olajuwon and then Malone's, right?
Right.
The Kemp win? The Klump win? Damn it, I slipped it up.
We were having a good conversation. This was a great pod, and then...
Yeah.
God damn it, James.
You know, it's just, hey, the NBA players wants a team in Seattle.
I keep seeing that.
It's going to happen, dude. It's going to be Seattle and Vegas, and they're going to move.
Carmelo Anthony was talking about it.
It's going to be Seattle and Vegas, and they're going to move New Orleans and Memphis to the East Coast.
We've been talking about that for a long time.
I know we have.
They need to maneuver everybody away.
Yeah.
If they brought it back to Seattle and Seattle SuperSongs, I'll cry.
Are you going to change anything as far as your Super Bowl contenders pick?
No.
Who'd you have?
I don't remember.
I mean, okay.
You don't either?
No. Next topic.
Give me a bet, dude. Give me a parlay. Give the people a parlay.
Oh, okay. Thursday night football.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I don't know what the spread is. What is the bet with total touchdowns for Lamar?
Oh, in the game? Mm-hmm. You want me to look it up? Hang on.
Yeah. I would say total touchdowns for Lamar is going to be at that 3.5 range, like two passing and maybe one rushing. I'm going to say he has four. So I don't know. But I don't know what that. I have a bet with a friend.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
So who's going to have more total touchdowns? Lamar against the Chiefs or Hurts against the Packers?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
But what is your answer?
Let's see here. What was the second one?
Who's going to have more touchdowns, more total touchdowns, passing and rushing, Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts? This is, this is a very good friend, by the way.
I think Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Joe?
It's a very good friend.
Oh. Well, I'm a very good friend.
I know you are. No.
I don't have this bet with you.
No. You're not a very good friend. You're the best friend.
Hells yeah. Okay. So check this out. More high fives. More depth. Touchdowns for Thursday. You know what Lamar is?
No, I don't.
Touchdowns?
No, I don't.
You know what the over-under is?
I don't know.
Half.
Shut the front door.
I'm not making it up, dude. Look, touchdowns.
So that must be that they don't count his passing touchdowns?
Latest props. Player props. Look at that.
Over.
Bro, am I retarded?
If Lamar is 0.5 over or under touchdowns, it's going to be over. He's going to score a touchdown, whether it's throwing the ball or rushing the ball, right? I'm just saying.
It just says touchdown, so it doesn't say throwing or passing.
So they're basing it off of the AFC Championship game when he only had 10 points. But he still threw a touchdown.
Okay,
pass.
So passing TDs, that was rushing apparently. It doesn't say rushing, but I clicked on passing TDs. Over under is 1.5.
Passing touchdowns? Okay.
I'm saying 2 for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I'm picking the over. It's easy, right? That's on all of them. Bally's, Caesars, FanDuel, all of them.
I'm going to go over.
Hey, we talk about sports, guys. Hook us up.
What about...
shout out FanDuel and Caesars.
Yeah.
No, I want... I don't... Bets. Let's do bets. Come on. That's bets. I hate Google, dude.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm a terrible Googler, apparently.
Well, it's not their fault.
It is.
It's an operational error.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Also, the internet slowed all of a sudden. A bunch just happened.
Could be the heat.
It is warm in here.
No, it's not anymore.
No, not anymore.
No.
Let's go. What do you think? I bet it's over 1.5, too. I bet you the same thing.
I'm going to go 2.5.
Let's go. Odds checker. Let's see. This is gonna give me the whole season, isn't it? It says the whole. It says the season 27.5. Give me week 1. I said week 1.
My watch can't help me with that.
I know, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's okay.
I say week 1 here. I swear to God. FanDuel. Let's do FanDuel. God damn it.
Okay, here's one. Who could have more pass touchdowns? Geno Smith or Bo Nix?
Geno at home. I'm just saying. You don't think so?
Yeah, I do.
Can I get on FanDuel right now? Come on. What are we doing?
Ask for prop bets, I'm trying to figure out. Oh, does any team score a kickoff return?
That's a good... Well,
Because the new rules. Somebody's going to scheme up some kind of blocking scheme, right? And get somebody through and they're going to score a touchdown. Will there be at least one in week 1 a kick return for a touchdown? At least one.
Punt or kickoff?
No. Kickoff. Over, under 0.5.
I'm still trying to figure out.
Answer the question for the peoples.
I'm going to say yes. There's one.
So over? You going over?
You think it's half? I bet it's at least 2.
No, it can't be 2.
1.5.
No, I don't think it's that much. I think it'd be 0.5.
That's why I said half.
Oh, yeah. No, you said 2. You said 2.5.
Verify I'm a human. Let's go.
I think so. You think it's over?
You verify you're not a robot.
So you're saying there's gonna be one kick return touchdown?
I did say that. It keeps asking.
You could be waiting till Monday Night Football when Jets and the 49ers to wait for that damn one kickoff return, and it happened in that game.
See, Packers are +2.5, right? Still, give me some props.
Okay, never mind then.
Oh, here we go. No.
Nope.
They are 18-1 to win the Super Bowl, though, for the Packers.
Oh.
NFC World winner +209 that much. I
NFC will not win a Super Bowl this year.
They don't win the Super Bowl. Not in a while.
When the last time NFC won a Super Bowl was
Philadelphia, right?
2017.
Yeah.
Against the Patriots.
Yeah. Lucky.
Was it luck?
No. They outplayed Tampa. Or Tampa.
For sure.
They outplayed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking 2020. Rams won.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. 2017? No. 23-20? It was a 3-point game.
2022.
Was it that one?
When they beat Mahomes, yeah, because the Bengals was choked, they lost.
You loved it.
Oh fuck yeah!
We all won money though. Everybody,
I know. I loved it though. I love winning money on fucking losers.
When Pat got mad at me, I was like, man, I hope the Bengals score. He goes, dude, we all want to win.
I know.
Let it happen like, the way it's
shut
happening.
Shut up!
We're all covering right now.
Don't put it in the universe, dumbass.
He was so mad at me. He's like, why can't we all win, Nate?
I wish I could go to Vegas this year. Well, next year.
We can try.
I can't. I don't know if I can.
I don't know. Yeah. It'll be tough. We'll probably make it happen.
We'll see what happens.
I can't find... This is so stupid.
Okay, don't worry about it then. It's okay. You ready? You got anything else?
Maybe when we start the pod, ask these questions. I'll look them up.
This is your question you asked about the props.
No, but you said... I do have one prop bet.
Okay, what?
Ooh, you're going to like this.
Oh, tell me.
This is high-level odds, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk to me.
Okay. This is going to be good.
I'm waiting. Still.
These are first touchdown scores.
Oh.
You can parlay up to 4.
Okay.
Now, this is just...
I mean, you just have to because that's the first touchdown score.
Thursday and Friday night game. I mean, you just have to because that's the first touchdown score.
I mean, first touchdown scored like in their games on... These are all on September 8th.
Yeah.
This is what I chose.
Okay, on Sunday.
This is pretty awesome, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you name the 4 receivers I chose? I've already showed you this.
No, I don't. I don't know.
They're all in the top 5.
Come on, Tyreek Hill.
1.
Chase Jefferson.
Yep.
Devontae Adams.
Nope. That's top 5, right?
Lamb.
Yes. I'll tell you this: he's a white boy.
Cooper Kupp.
There you go. That's top 5, right?
Is somebody's top 5? Is he only white boy?
Who else is a white boy that's top 5 receiver?
I'm not
Christian McCaffrey. You can't. He doesn't count as running back.
Exactly. I'm asking you: is he the only white boy?
Who else is the white boy that's running back?
Exactly.
Do you know somebody that I'm not thinking about?
No, I'm not asking you. I'm legitimately asking you who else is the white boy that is a top 5 receiver.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a crazy payout, dude.
Okay.
This is plus 800,000. This is a stupid number. $11 wins you $91,000.
Fuck. Let it hit.
They all can score, but they all have 4 have to do it in their games. But they have to be the first touchdown. Not like you can't be like, oh, you know, Dalvin Cook got a touchdown.
Right.
You know, Dalvin Cook plays for the Ravens now. No,
Cowboys.
Ravens, Cowboys now. So it can't be. That's why I said that because it's CeeDee Lamb.
I know.
You can't have that happen. You know what I mean? It's got to be the first one. That's all. Hey, just roll the dice.
Do it.
I love it, dude. Get him those back.
Got
to
do it.
I can't wait to waste all this money.
Fuck yeah! I know, right? Seriously.
Oh man, oh, we're in trouble.
Oh, let's do it.
NFL betting is
let's do it.
I stopped betting on baseball months ago.
I know it's hard.
It is.
It's hard because you're only good as next day starter, and the next day starter did not guarantee anything.
Especially with the Mariners.
Well, just any team, doesn't matter.
If you could bet the first 7 innings,
fucking, I thought Garrett Cole going to beat the Washington Nationals, so I put $20 on him and fucking lost it. This is bullshit. So I'm like, I can't do it.
Baseball is very tough.
Very tough.
We should have never lost to Detroit.
I know.
We got swept twice.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We shouldn't have lost a series to watch the Nationals. We did. Fucking not even going. Not even going. Oh my
God. Like, what are we? What is happening in the world? I'm trying to think. Is there any more? I did do one more bet.
Okay.
It's a season awards.
Season awards.
So on FanDuel, you're only allowed 5. Oh. I tried to put 7. They're like, excuse me, sir. Sir, we don't have the funds to throw you that.
I know you're white, but we can't include 2 more.
Like, don't you know who my father is? isn't that what the kids say? Anyway, so $60, right?
Okay.
This is what I put. This is $60. This is a big bet. Jordan Love, NFL MVP.
I know you had that bet.
Caleb Williams, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Not bad.
Okay. And his is only plus 120.
Yeah, not bad though.
Right? Tyreek Hill, regular season offensive player.
For 2 years in a row.
We could have.
Okay.
It most likely.
That's a risky one, but right? Okay.
And I chose Max Crosby as defensive player of the year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right? I was trying to get mid-level odds.
Max Crosby is the one that bumped your odds up big time though, I bet.
Well, he's plus 1,000. Or plus, he's 10 to 1. 10 to 1.
Okay.
The biggest odds are Jordan Love, 14 to 1 for MVP.
Oh, okay.
And then I picked defensive rookie of the year. I picked Dallas Turner. I didn't go the other kid that plays with the Colts. The guy, he was number one and was like, I was like, whatever. So
Dallas Turner is Minnesota? No, Dallas Turner is where?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I just picked his name.
It's okay.
I like Dallas.
It's okay.
The guy's name. Anyway, yeah. Not the Cowboys. Anyway. Okay, this five-leg parlay. Fandles and Ladies, who's seven. Because I want to put the coach of the year in there. You know what I mean? This thing, $60 will win you $999,642.
Holy shit, dude. Hell yeah. Let's get it.
They won't let you win over $1 million.
Let's get it. Let's fucking get it.
If like all of us go in on it,
I'm going to root for your guy.
You imagine that just ends up in your phone and they go, and you say, just say it won, right?
Yeah.
And then it's in your phone. You go, okay, how do I get this?
Withdraw right away.
How do I get this in my hands right
Withdraw
now?
Withdraw right away.
How? One, your bank's going to go, yeah. We're going to wait 10 days to look at this shit.
14.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Banks are like, okay. I've never seen a deposit like this.
Okay.
And then I have to disperse it because if we all go in on it, it's going to be. And then how do we not? So first of all, they're going to immediately say a 1099 or a W-2 or whatever, sure. Right?
I'll give $20 for that shit.
But you know what I mean? But then you got to pay taxes. I'm like, damn it.
Shit. Even in taxes, I'm still guaranteed over 100 grand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We'll give a shit.
Oh, you're guaranteed if we split it three ways?
I'm saying no. I'm still over 100 grand. I don't give a shit. What is this?
Probably over 200.
$20 for 200 grand?
Bing! Yeah. Life changing.
And on that happy note, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. We appreciate you. Keep subscribing. Keep commenting. We read, though. We reply.
Yes, sir.
It's two beers, two mics. We got Magic Mind. Don't forget the promo code, 2beers20. Get your discount. Get it up. Appreciate you guys. Your boy Nate over here.
Boy Miller over here.
That's what we do, baby. And we out. You
hit the button, dog. First one. Oh.